Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Lombardi joins us now on the line, radio.com sports NFL insider. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. When you heard Drew Brees just now, I'm not... And I know you've seen the bits and heard the sound bites of him. I'm no psychologist, but it seems like, I don't know if he's acting, but he seems a little down there. Maybe things didn't go as well as he thought. What do you think?
You know, I mean, I think these things are all, you know, it's one thing to be cleared medically. It's another thing to be able to play. And then the other thing is to be able to last and play. You know, we all rush for the I guess in New Orleans it's 10:30, but the 11:30 inactive list, who's up and who's not. When really the reality, the question you have to ask, whether you're a fan, a bettor, whatever it is can the player last the entire game? Can he play for four quarters? That's the question executives are asking, is if we dress this guy, is he going to be able to play in the fourth quarter? And is he healthy enough to stay in the fourth quarter? Is this injury going to prevent him from getting to the fourth quarter? If the answer is yes, then you can't dress him.
I think the other thing, Michael, and I'd like to hear your take on this, is – you know, I understand the idea is to win in the NFL. I get that. Now, hard it is to win a game in the NFL. However, given Drew Brees' status here in New Orleans and Teddy Bridgewater, what he's accomplished since Drew got hurt in week two, I don't think you want to put yourself in a position where Drew goes in and he's not ready. And then, you know, he has a terrible first quarter and you don't want to put yourself in a position of pulling him and putting Teddy Bridgewater in, do you?
Well, I think that's what Sean's probably considering, is, A, how he looks in practice, how he's gotten used to it, how comfortable he is with his hand, whether he can be under center. Because, you know, as you know, Tommy, the Saints are under center as much as they're in shotgun. Mm-hmm. They're a multidimensional offense. So he's got asses. He's now, look, we all sit there and we know the Saints are almost a double-digit favorite and they should beat the Cardinals. But the Cardinals have been playing better of late. And Kyler Murray hasn't thrown a pick. He's only thrown four all season and none in the last 3 weeks. You know, they've been playing smart. They haven't given the game away. Now, he hasn't been great. He has had no plays over 25 yards in the last couple weeks. But the reality of it is they've been effective on the road. They're 2-1 as a road team. But he hasn't thrown a touchdown or an interception on the road. So Sean's got to take all this into consideration, who he's playing, how he has to play the game before he can go in and then determine whether Brees is 100% ready to play.
When it comes to the Cardinals, and we can pick this up when we come back, number one running back is down. Chase Edmonds had a pretty good game last week, but he wasn't playing the Saints defense.
No, and look, the Saints defense has been remarkable. It's funny, when you break down the Saints the last couple weeks, I mean, you know what's funny about the Saints? They gave up 33 points 1 week, the next week 12, 31 1 week, the next week 13, 36 last week, you know, and then we'll see what they give up. So, I mean, that's their scoring, not what they gave it up. So I think that it's remarkable how they can play different games. That's what's the real interesting thing, is they can play any style and still beat you.
Let's pick it up here when we come back. Michael Lombardi, our guest, radio.com sports NFL insider. I want to talk to you about looking way ahead now about the Patriots when we come back. And more importantly, about the way the league viewed Teddy Bridgewater. And does the narrative have anything to do, going back to how hard it is to win in the NFL, with what transpires this weekend? Talking to Michael Lombardi, NFL insider, radio.com, sports NFL insider, about Drew Brees and Sunday's game. 620 traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Michael Lombardi, sports NFL insider from radio.com sports. Michael, before we went to the break, I asked you about Teddy Bridgewater and how he was viewed around the league. I think it's been said so many times, but it really is amazing what this man has come back from. Was there any feeling in the league and among the NFL insiders at all that he would accomplish what he has?
I think anybody that tells you they saw this coming is lying. I don't think anybody saw this at all. I mean, first of all, the mental toughness to endure what he did, the physical toughness to do it, and then to have the success that he's had, to play to the level. I mean, he's playing at a career level. Tommy, I mean, you go back to the 16 games he started in 2015 in Minnesota. You know, his quarterback rating was around 88. You know, he had 7.2 yards per attempt. He threw 9 picks. I mean, he's playing better now than he did then. And anybody that would have said after the injury that he could do this or even play, you know, was kidding themselves. It's a tribute to the character of the kid.
Yeah, I think his rating last week was 100.3, and you can see it climb week after week after week. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, will Drew Brees play Sunday? Split right down the line, Michael, 50-50. You want to weigh in on that?
I'm leaning towards not playing. I think that if there's any hesitation, if there's anything that doesn't look right, I think Sean will think long-term, not short-term. And I think he'll make sure that finger is really healed and put in Bridgewater. Because the beautiful thing that the Saints have, and this is one of the reasons they paid money, they traded a draft pick for Bridgewater, is because they understood the second most important position on the football team is the backup quarterback.
When it comes to the narrative of this, and that's what I go back to, and I was talking about winning games in the NFL, you know, the ideal narrative, I guess, if you're writing a story, would be Teddy Bridgewater comes in, beats the Cardinals, bye week here, and then Drew Brees makes his entrance to take us on a run all the way to Miami and win the Super Bowl. That's a nice story, but does any of that come into consideration as far as Drew playing this week?
No, I think that, you know, Drew playing or not playing this week has nothing to do with where they need to get to. In fact, it's all about the next game, and getting where they're going to get to is really about building and stacking wins on top of one another. So you can't worry about January because you got to worry about today.
Is there a team, if you had to guess, that the Saints would be on a collision course with? Is it somebody in the NFC? Is it somebody in the AFC? And if it's, who's the best team in football right now? And can anybody beat the Patriots?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You know, I think this. Look, I think the Patriots are really, really, I mean, let's face it, we have not seen a defense like this New England Patriot defense in a while. They've only allowed 12 third downs to be converted, Tommy, and 4 of them have been by penalty. So, you know, that's the whole season.
Wow.
That's 7 games, just 12 third downs being converted. They have 22 interceptions in 7 games. They get their hands on more balls. They sack the quarterback. This is a defense, and I have been with Belichick since 1991 and consider him one of my closest friends, and this is the best I've seen his defense because of the multiplicity, because of the way he can attack protections. Now, that being said, there's a coach in New Orleans who's really good at handling mm-hmm. that stuff and can see it. So that would be an interesting matchup. But I think the NFC is loaded, and I think the AFC isn't. I think it's easier for the Patriots to get there than it will be for the Saints, only because Minnesota's playing much better. I mean, what Kirk Cousins has done the last 3 weeks is remarkable, right? The Rams, the 49ers, Seattle, there's 3 teams in the West. Carolina's on a 4-game win streak. Nobody wants to really – it's a good win streak that they've had with Kyle Allen. He hasn't thrown an interception in 4 weeks. Their defense has been really remarkable, created 14 turnovers. Now, 7 of them came from Jameis in one game, but the reality of it is they've been very effective creating turnovers. The Packers, the Vikings, I don't even count the Bears in this conversation because as long as they lie to themselves about the great Mitchell, MVP Mitchell Trubisky, they're wasting their time.
Well, sometimes that's the way you get through it. You know what I mean? Real quick, Michael.
You're being nice, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Do the Saints win this weekend or not?
Oh, I think they do. I think, you know, look, I think there's a lot of problems when you break down the Cardinals defensively. Now, Patrick Peterson's back. I think that the thing the Saints have to guard against are 2 things. They've got to block Chandler Jones and Terrell Suggs. They can't have sack turnover and let their offense give the Saints defense points. You can't do that. Make the Cardinals earn their points with their offense. Can they make big plays in the passing game? They've got 22 sacks this year, the Cardinals, and they've hit the quarterback 42 times. So they're going to be able to put some pressure on the quarterback. And I think the Saints have to continue to put pressure on Murray, and they can't let him run around. He averages about 5-7 rushes a game. Now, he hasn't been really explosive in doing it, but he will take off and run. He's 23 rushing attempts on the road in 3 games. So you got to be real careful and keep him in the pocket.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. Have a great NFL weekend.
Thank you, Tommy.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you, of course, by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Again, thank you, Michael. You can listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We got all
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.